This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. We are into the month of October.
Yes.
Pumpkins, gourds.
Cold weather already.
Cold weather, yeah.
Leaves aren't changing yet.
Leaves
but
change. Well, I don't know. I've seen a few trees.
I've seen a few on the ground in our yard, so that's great.
It looks like. Talk to the meteorologists and kind of talk a little bit to the weather people and those folks with the DNR who post the notes about the leaves changing and stuff around the state. And sounds like probably maybe about the third week of October around here is when we'll really start to see the leaves really turning.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will caution you, though. Remember, it's been a wet year.
That's true.
It was a wet summer. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you love to watch the leaves turn and things, wet summer weather is not what you want.
No.
That's exactly the opposite. It actually doesn't bode well for a lot of the leaf changing. You'll still see all that stuff, but some of them might not pop as well as they do normally because the wet weather is just not conducive to that kind of a thing. So there's something else that all that rain is bothering us for. It's not just harvest making.
I couldn't believe how much we got just in that one, 24-hour span. What was it, over 2 inches?
We average in Atlantic about 33 inches roughly per year of moisture, precipitation. In the month of August, we had about 10.5, and in the month of September, we had over 6.
Oh, my gosh.
So in those 2 months, which are typically two of our drier months in the year, we received almost half of our annual precipitation total.
Oh, boy. So what's that say for the coming winter?
Stacy, bite your tongue.
I know.
Why did you have to go there?
I know. I can't help but think bad thoughts when it's just winter.
Let's just hope that the clouds are like a sponge. Once you wring it out,
it's all done.
Yeah, there's nothing left. Yeah, let's just hope.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Let's hope, anyway. Well, you know what else fall season is? As we start to think about things like, well, for example, flu shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking through the notes here. We've got some flu shot vaccine clinics in some of the different communities, the counties, like Murtaugh Medical Center has a number of them. They've already had a few. They've got plenty more coming up, not just in Harlan, but in all kinds of different communities. And also the Guthrie County Clinic. Guthrie County Hospital has a bunch of flu shot clinics in Stewart, Panora, and Adair coming up yet this month. So check your local newspapers. Check your local, I hate to sound like the TV people, check your local listings. But check all that stuff out and see those times and dates. Make sure you get that taken care of. For folks here in Cass County, the Atlantic Medical Center has plenty of vaccine in all forms, no appointments necessary.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Can't be any easier than that.
There's really no excuse.
All you have to do is stop by the Atlantic Medical Center Monday through Friday. I should say Mondays through Fridays because it's not just like 1 week. Anytime between the hours of 8:30 to 11 in the morning or 1:30 to 4 in the afternoon. No appointments necessary. Just come in during those hours. They say it takes about 2 weeks for the flu vaccine to provide full protection. So with the holidays coming up, and boy, we know they come quickly this time of the year, then you need to really prepare for those kinds of things because we're all clustered together. So make sure you get all that taken care of. Now, people who are more susceptible for complications from the flu include children 6 months to 59 months. That's 4 years and 11 months for those who didn't want to add it up real quick. All people who are 50 years old and older. People who have chronic pulmonary, including asthma, cardiovascular, renal, hepatic, neurological, hematological, or metabolic disorders. Immunosuppressed people. Women who are pregnant. Residents of long-term care or nursing home facilities, people who are morbidly obese, and also those who have American Indian and Alaskan descent. They are the ones who are a little bit more susceptible to complications. So the flu is a serious thing, so make sure you get all that taken care of. There are 4 strains of the flu that typically hit the Midwest. 2 types of influenza A, 2 types of influenza B. This year, the vaccine that they're providing has all 4 strains covered. So you should be pretty good there. And they have it, whether you want the shot, the flu mist, the high dose, the low dose, all that kind of stuff. They have all that stuff there. So protect yourself. And you know what else you can do? Is all the other fun things that we should be doing anyway. Best ways to protect yourself from the flu, get vaccinated, wash your hands.
Yes.
Wash your hands, okay? Take care of all those kinds of things. Now, I was looking the other day, and I kind of got a kick out of this little note. It was an article that I saw published online, but it came from Women's Health Magazine. 6 foods that can help you fight the flu.
Okay.
There are 6 types of food. Not types, 6 specific foods that can help actually fight the flu. They said getting your flu shot is not the only way you can prevent the flu. Rachel Berman says she's a health content manager for the website about.com, says that what you eat helps you lower the odds of coming down with the nasty bug. So she's got some of her six favorite flu-preventing foods that she lists here. Now, some of these you may already be aware of. Green tea is one of them. Mm-hmm. Do you like green tea?
I don't.
You don't? You don't drink tea much?
No.
Well, if you enjoy a cup of hot green tea, then you'll get the amazing antioxidant benefits. So she lists that. Another one that I think a lot of folks will know, yogurt.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got probiotics in it. It's found that probiotics are found in yogurt and other naturally fermented foods, and they help your body to maintain a healthy and strong immune system. That's why a lot of folks eat yogurt for that reason. Plus, you know, it's not that bad.
No, it's not.
Mix a little fruit in with it. Mm-hmm. You got something good going on there. Put a little granola in, even better. Now, here are a couple others. Sweet potatoes.
Oh,
do you like yams?
I do.
You like sweet potatoes? Mm-hmm. Well, if you can't get enough of them this time of the year, and they're plentiful this time of the year, that's a good thing because sweet potatoes are rich in vitamin A, which helps to fight free radicals that could weaken your immune system. So you can enjoy something you like, and it does you good. Now, also, mushrooms are another one. Hmm. Mushrooms are packed with beta-glucans, which help the body fight infections. So she suggests maybe warming up on a cold day with a yummy bowl of mushroom barley soup. That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Really?
I need a little more filling.
Didn't say that's all you had to have. You can still have that sandwich.
Mushroom barley. Whatever.
Now, two others she has listed here. One of them is tuna. You don't like tuna?
No, I don't.
That tongue came out in a hurry. You don't like tuna, huh?
No.
Really? You could never be Catholic. What would you eat on Fridays?
I would struggle.
But the fish, a tuna, is an excellent source of selenium, which helps to protect cells from free radical damage. It helps to boost your immunity. So eating tuna can be good for you. And the last one she lists here, pumpkin seeds.
Never would have thought that one.
Do you eat pumpkin seeds at all? Probably not very often.
No.
They're not bad once in a while, roasted pumpkin seeds. But they're full of zinc. And that helps white blood cells, which helps fight off illness. And actually, zinc is also very good for your throat.
Okay.
That's one thing that a lot of broadcasters...
I thought oranges would be on there.
No, not so much. Well, those are the ones that she lists. Yeah. There are probably several others, but those are the ones that she lists there, too. I was kind of on a health kick after I started that this week, so I found a few more articles I wanted to share. One was called, Walking is the Superfood of Fitness. They say walking may never become as trendy as like CrossFit or as sexy as mud runs or as ego-boosting as Ironman races and things, but this article said for fitness experts who stress daily movement over workouts and active lifestyle over weekends of warrior games, walking is kind of their superstar. There are a number of health professionals that are quoted in the article, but they talk about that researchers are showing that more evidence that suggests that a combined physical activity and inactivity may be more important for chronic disease risk than just physical activity alone. So they say that actively sedentary is the new category of people who are fit for 1 hour but sitting around the rest of the day. So if you're one who, you know, you can't offset 10 hours of stillness with 1 hour of exercise, but if you at least do something. They say last year researchers at the University of Texas School of Public Health asked 218 marathoners and half marathoners to report their training and sitting times. The median training time was about 6.5 hours a week, and the median total sitting time was 8 to about 10.75 hours per day, suggesting that recreational distance runners are simultaneously highly sedentary and then suddenly highly active. Well, I said too many people believe that spending grueling hours at the gym is the only way to fitness. So basically, I guess what they're saying is walk does you good.
Just as good, yeah.
Yeah, if you go 3 miles an hour, it's a good beginning, and work yourself up to about 4 miles per hour when you're out walking. Don't just dilly-dally. Mm-hmm. Walk with a bit of a purpose. A small study of non-obese men published in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise by scientists at Indiana University suggests that 3 5-minute walks done throughout 3 hours of prolonged sitting reverses the harmful effects of prolonged sitting on the arteries in the legs. So if you get a little bit of exercise, if you're one who, like, you get an hour lunch break and you spend like a half an hour of that out walking, because you'll see people do that now and again, good for you.
Yeah.
Walk a little bit in the morning before work. Walk again for a little bit of time at night. Just walk. Or walk around the house. doing things.
Too cold outside, no excuse.
Well, you know, you can do stuff like housework.
Yeah.
You know, there's walking when you vacuum and different types of things. So, you know, there are a lot of ways to get that exercise. Just because you don't run to the gym every waking moment doesn't mean that you're not out there getting exercise. Okay, one more for you. This is out of Men's Health magazine. The article was entitled, Are You Overhydrated?
Okay.
You know, you hear people say you're supposed to drink, what, like 8 glasses of water a day? You know, you should always keep yourself well hydrated.
Yeah.
And what have you. And don't be drinking all that stuff, you know, the energy drinks, whatever else. We're talking water and things like that. But now they say sometimes folks drink too much. You know, they get overhydrated.
Make up your mind.
Well, they say that you can, well, there are issues that come up. Things
okay.
that, you know, if you drink too much, then, you know, you get symptoms like confusion, headaches, nausea, bloating, stuff that's easily confused with dehydration. And in severe cases, hyponatremia can lead to seizures, organ failure, and even death. So it's when sodium in the blood becomes too diluted. So you're kind of just diluting things out. So they say typically guzzling down too much fluid, especially from certain rehydration drinks, can ironically cause dehydration. Because if your drink has a high level of sugar and additives, well, then it actually causes more damage than what you're trying to replace.
Yeah.
But so anyway, they say, well, how do you know how much water you need? Well, don't just rely on thirst. Whenever you're thirsty, you drink. As soon as you put water on your tongue, you kill your thirst mechanism anyway. So here's what the researchers suggest. First of all, weigh yourself daily for a week to check your hydration, because your body weight shouldn't fluctuate a whole lot. Notice how much you urinate and the color of it in the morning, because it could be a large amount, and it could be pale or clear. And that is an excellent predictor of your health. So look out for the 6 signs on things like what your urine says about your health, too.
Hmm.
That's a real good alarm for you. Also, aim to wake feeling hydrated. If you're thirsty when you get out of bed in the morning, then you may not be consuming enough fluids. And when you choose sports drinks, search for labels with low sugar, about 5 grams per 8-ounce serving. You want it to be as natural as you can get it. Also, coffee, tea, and watery fruits and vegetables count toward your fluid intake. Caffeine is not a diuretic, so be careful. Like I said, it's not about volume. If you drink 5 cups, you're going to urinate more often, okay? Start slowly, too. Sleep is a 6 to 8 hour fast, so if you drink 3 cups of juice or water right away, you'll trigger the volume response. Instead, just sip it. Don't just guzzle it. And then the last one is drink one thing a day that's not water. A low-carb electrolyte drink in the afternoon can pop you up, as can hot tea with a pinch of salt and lemon. They say increase your core temperature, and the tiny amount of salt can help you absorb fluid. So don't, you know, we always think water is great, but they suggest you might want to try a few things other than water, too, so you don't overhydrate.
Overdo it.
Never would have thought about overhydrating at all, huh? Okay, anyway, enough of that. Now we're feeling healthy. We're feeling good. We're ready to go.
We're ready.
We're not going to overhydrate.
Try not to.
Huh? We're going to go out. We're going to get those little walks that we need once in a while. And we're going to eat all the right foods to help keep the flu away.
You're making me feel like I should already be setting my New Year's resolution.
You don't need New Year's to be on a healthy kick, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You can do that anytime. So there you go. And none of those things are obnoxious.
No, it's nothing extreme or difficult to do.
All of those are easy.
Yeah.
And not even expensive.
No.
How often have we found that out? Losing weight cost me how much?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go. Have your fun. Now that we got you back in shape, let's fill you up again with some more food and some other activities and things going on.
Well, on Sunday, the Pumpkin Patch Family Fest will be held at the United Church of Christ at 1607 Hazel Street in Atlantic. It's on October 5th from noon to 3, and they'll hold that rain or shine. They've got some free activities like a bounce house, train rides, face painting, pumpkin decorating, and games. And also be serving some food, just 25 cents for hot dogs, nachos, treats, and drinks. It's the Pumpkin Patch Family Fest at the United Church of Christ, 1607 Hazel Street, on October 5th from noon to 3. The Atlantic Fire and Rescue's annual fire prevention breakfast is on Sunday, October 5th, and that goes from 7 till noon, and they're serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, coffee, milk, and juice, and that's all for a free will donation. Again, it's the Atlantic Fire and Rescue's annual fire prevention breakfast, October 5th, and that goes on from 7 to noon. The Adair Emanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church Oktoberfest is on Sunday, October 5th. It's at the Adair Community Center from 11 to 1. And their menu includes roast beef, bratwurst, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, green beans, applesauce, and desserts, including homemade pie. They'll have a free will offering for the meal, and that goes to support the building of a ramp at the church. And they'll have the LWML silent auction also at that time. The Adair Emanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church Oktoberfest, October 5th, at the Adair Community Center from 11 to 1. Iowa's Healthiest State Walk will be held on October 8th. It's at the West Parking Lot at Shelburg Recreation Area in Atlantic. And like Jim was talking about early, get out there and walk. So you can go out there and walk with all of Iowa from 11:30 to 1:30. You can walk with them to continue taking strides toward becoming the county's leader in well-being. Any questions, you can contact Jolene Smith. And that number is 243-4989. Again, it's the Iowa Healthiest State Walk on Wednesday, October 8th. And that's at the West Parking Lot at Shelburg Recreation Area in Atlantic. A rummage and bake sale will be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church on October 8th. It's from 2 to 8 p.m. This asks that you park on the east side of the building and you then use the east door, and there'll be bargains galore. It's the rummage and bake sale at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, October 8th, from 2 to 8. Celebrate Star Wars Reading Day. That's at the Atlantic Public Library on October 10th, and you must sign up. They have a 50 seating limit. So stop in at 507 Poplar Street, or you can call 243-5466, and this is for kids K through 3rd. Again, it's a Celebrate Star Wars Reading Day at the Atlantic Public Library on October 10th. The Atlantic Fire and Rescue's annual Fireman's Parade is coming up. It's October 11th at 6 p.m., and you can line up starting at 4:30 at 3rd and Olive Street, and this year's theme is Working Smoke Alarms Save Lives. Test yours every month. Awards will be given for the farthest away department, the most members from one department, and many others. Again, it's the Atlantic Fire and Rescue's annual Fireman's Parade, October 11th, and that starts at 6 p.m. That goes down all of Wags for Mags event. It will be held before the Fireman's Parade at Orchland's parking lot on October 11th. It's from 4 to 6:30. There'll be food provided by Hy-Vee available for a free will donation, pony rides, cotton candy, face painting and tattoos, a bouncy house, and much more, including a raffle with prizes from local businesses, from hair products to services to a custom-built doghouse made by a local builder. And so the public is welcome to attend. Make sure you tell all your friends. And with the help of an allergy alert dog from Angel Services Dog named Wags, Maggie will be able to engage in youth activities without fear. And WAGS requires intense training that can cost thousands of dollars on top of the usual pet care expenses. So this is to help with the fundraising and options. They're hoping to reach the goal of $20,000 to bring WAGS home in June. It's the WAGS for Mags event before the Fireman's Parade at Orchland's parking lot on October 11th. Now that goes from 4 to 6:30. Over in Hancock, the Hancock Methodist Women's Annual Bazaar Salad Luncheon. That's on October 11th from 11 to 1:30. And the guys are welcome to come dressed in their work clothes and enjoy lunch also. It's the Hancock Methodist Women's Annual Bazaar Salad Luncheon, October 11th from 11 to 1:30. The Cass County Outdoor Classroom's second annual open house will be held on October 12th. They'll be giving demos and tours and light refreshments. It's southeast of Messina at the corner of Tucson and 770th Street. And you can come see the changes and the new goals for the county park, and that will be held rain or shine. Again, it's the Cass County Outdoor Classroom's second annual open house, and that's on October 12th. Let's see, one final thing here. It's the First United Methodist Church's Harvest Dinner. It's October 15th from 5 to 7, and they'll be serving roast pork and dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, a salad, pies, rolls, and beverage, and that's all for free will offering. And then they'll have a bazaar and bake sale from noon to 7 p.m. That's upstairs and back of the sanctuary. They do have carryouts available from 4:45 to 6:30. Just enter the south main door, and they have delivery to shut-ins available. You can call 332-2408, and that's after 3 p.m. Again, that's the First United Methodist Church's Harvest Dinner on October 15th from 5 to 7.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
I tell you what, I've got a few more things here, too, before we jump into some birthdays and stuff. But first, let's go ahead and take this break. We'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
All right, time to get back to work here. We've got a few other things going on here. This weekend, the Exira Holy Trinity Catholic Church is having an all-you-can-eat chicken supper. Staley's chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetable rolls, salad, desserts, and beverage. Sounds good on a cold weekend. The annual fall chicken supper is this Sunday, October 5th at the Exira Rec Center. And that's from 4:30 until 7 p.m. A $10 fee for adults, and it's $5.50 for children 5 through 12 years of age. Preschoolers are free, and if you want carryouts, just add 50 cents to that total. Again, that's this Sunday, October 5th, at the Exira Rec Center from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. Also this Sunday, the Harlan Fire Department is having a breakfast and open house to kick off Fire Prevention Week. It's this Sunday, October 5th, 7 a.m. to noon, and they are going to have biscuits and gravy, pancakes, scrambled eggs, bacon, milk, orange juice, and coffee. Free will donation. Carryouts will be available there as well, and they'll have some different demonstrations there. You'll be able to see the facilities and some of the things. There'll be some activities for kids as well. That's at the Harlan Fire Department. A lot of fire departments getting, I was going to say fired up. Got to be more creative with my language than that, huh? But they're getting excited about this week with Fire Prevention Week. Also coming up this week, again on Wednesday, October 8th, will be the Avoca Main Street Market. They have lots of vendors lined up with all kinds of different things. And the market will be held on Elm Street in Avoca each Wednesday during the month of October. The next one, of course, is this Wednesday, October 8th, from 5 to 7 p.m. And also make plans for the 15th and 22nd as well, as they'll have those markets again. Any questions, contact Anna at Avoca Main Street to learn more. Lots and lots and lots of stuff they'll have there for you. Also coming up on Sunday, October the 12th, the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair will be hosting a roast beef dinner. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. Roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad bar, roll and butter, pie for dessert, all for $8.50 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 12, and under free are, well, I guess, oh, under 5 are free. Carryouts are also available with that as well. That's at the Adair Community Center, Sunday, October 12th, the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Roast Beef Dinner from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Sounds good to me. Let's see. Also, we have coming up on a Tuesday evening, October the 14th, there is a presentation at the Anita Public Library at 7 p.m. that evening. Gary Bergstrom of Griswold will be there to present his Civil War program. He'll have all kinds of facts and memorabilia from the Civil War era, and it'll inform and entertain and enlighten those in the audience. It's a fitting tribute to the soldiers that kept the states united. So refreshments will be provided by staff and volunteers. You can call the Anita Public Library for more questions if you have any to be answered. And again, that's October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Anita Public Library. Let's see. Also, this weekend Apple Days at the Orchard. The 3B Farms Orchard is having an Apple Days event this weekend, and it continues through Sunday. So they have the apple orchard's been around for over 80 years. So you can pick apples, there'll be a hayride, some family games, you can sample some foods made with apples and honey, drink some fresh cider, and there'll be plenty of things there to purchase as well. Food and music will all be there on the grounds. Apple Days at the Orchard. It looks like they have something going on a whole bunch of weekends coming up here during the fall season. So lots of things planned there. Just keep your eyes and ears peeled for all the details and information. All right, got through that. What you got for birthdays there?
All right, let's see here. At the Exira Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Ruth Tibbins, celebrating her birthday on October 6th. Also to Marie Jensen, celebrating her birthday also on October 6th. And happy birthday to Alice Owen, celebrating her birthday on October 10th.
Great. I don't have any anniversaries here in front of me to share. No babies?
No babies.
Okay. Hey, I did see one other event going on here that I wanted to share with you, too. The week of October 6th through the 10th is Celebrate City Week in Iowa. The folks in Oneida, the city government folks over in Oneida, are going to use the week to recognize the role that city government plays in our lives, from public safety to utility services to promoting community culture and recreation. And so they're going to be doing some things this coming Monday, October 6th, from 6 to 8 p.m. for folks. In the first place, the Oneida Volunteer Fire Department will have an open house at the fire station, and they'll be giving away smoke detectors. Also, the Oneida Municipal Utilities will be providing tours of the city's electric operations services. That's actually kind of neat. I don't know if you've ever done that in your community, but it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting to see that stuff. So you may want to plan to attend some of those things. Also, the city council meeting will be held on Wednesday, October 8th at 7:30. Have you ever been to one of those? Most folks probably haven't. Unless they're mad about something in their neighborhood, they probably never go to those things. But they are important, obviously. It's your money they're spending.
That's true.
So if you want to hear about some projects and things going on in the community and learn about the responsibilities and decisions that city officials are involved in as community leaders, that'd be the place to start. So, you know, folks in Oneida stepping up that way, too. You know, also this week, this coming week, it's Fire Prevention Week. We mentioned that. And lots of things going on with that in different communities. We mentioned the City Week thing. You know what else it is?
Next week, you said?
Yeah. Something that...
My birthday week?
Oh, my. It is.
Yeah. Yay, yay, huh?
How many spankings are you getting this year?
33.
33.
Yeah, I think.
Ooh, it's going to start leaving a mark soon, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, this next week, it's something that probably everyone, especially in rural communities like ours, is exposed to at one point or another. It's 4-H week.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So many youngsters are involved in 4-H and different types of activities, and even those of us who didn't participate in 4-H when we were young. You know, in my case, I grew up in a larger city, so I never even heard of 4-H.
Yeah.
But for those folks who have been through the 4-H programs, or the many of us that have seen it in different ways and helped with it, years ago, the folks here in Cass County were kind enough to make me an honorary 4-H'er.
Oh,
so,
really?
Although I
cool.
never was in 4-H, I guess in a way I'm kind of part of the program.
Yeah.
I've interviewed an awful lot of them. But, you know, we have a lot of opportunities through 4-H in our rural communities. So be thinking about that and how you might be able to help out 4-H, too, as a lot of these youngsters make, I guess they make hay this time of the year through 4-H. So, yeah, that's another thing that you might keep in mind, too. I had, let's see, that's about it. I don't think I really have anything else. Huh. You got anything else for the good of the cause?
No, not really.
You're good?
Yeah.
I'm good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's leave these nice folks alone then.
All right.
I guess that's all we have for you here this week. As always, thanks for joining us and let us sneak into your homes here on the weekend. We appreciate you spending a little time with us here on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.